الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
اپنے قدموں سے خدا را نہ جدا کیجئے گا اپنے
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Right now we are on the street of Shuhada-e Ahad, on the way to Ahad Sharif. In Ahad Sharif, Inshallahur Rahman, we shall visit the cemetery of the martyrs of Ahad there. Our Madani Qafla of Fezani Chal Madina shall visit the martyrs of Ahad and the court of Ammi Rasul, the court of Asadullah, Asad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiyallahu anhu will be visited. We'll present salam there. These are ecstatic moments, wonderful moments. Our Madani Qafla has stopped on the way. You can see Ahadith Park is written, and we too, after reading this hadith, make intention that my master sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to love this mountain, so we too will love this mountain,
inshallah.
This mountain loves my master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We too love this mountain,
inshallah.
It's a heavenly mountain. We will reap its blessings. We will visit the martyrs of Ahad and will present salam, inshallah, azza wa jal. And here we repeat our resolve, inshallah ar-Rahman.
War against backbiting
will continue.
Neither we backbite nor do we hear it,
inshallah.
Neither we backbite nor do we hear it,
inshallah.
Neither we backbite nor do we hear it,
inshallah.
Thieves of love,
tale bearers, tale bearers.
Thieves of love,
tale bearers, tale bearers.
Kufle Madina,
we will observe,
inshallah.
Azza wa jalla.
Kufle Madina,
we will observe,
inshallah.
Azza wa jalla.
The war against Satan
will continue.
Dear and respected Islamic brothers, also express your intentions.
We will wear Mawa Sharif. We will keep a fistful beard. Our hair will be Sunnah inspired, inshallah.
Azza wa jalla.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
قربان
تم دل سگاروں کو کہنا خود بھی رو کر انہیں بھی رلا کر خود بھی رو کر انہیں بھی رلا کر تو سلام میرا رو رو کے کہنا تو سلام
رائٹ ناؤ بائی دا گریس آف آل مائٹی اللہ and the result of endowments of Rasulullah. We are standing beside Uhud mountain. This is the mountain about which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, it loves me and I love it. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, we too love this mountain. Subhanallah. There is a small hill on our right side. This is Jabal Ramata. This is the place where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam positioned archers and told them not to move until they are ordered. But due to certain reasons, that position was left. And as a result, many Sahaba Kiram were martyred. Among them were Sayyidu Shuhada Amir Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Abdullah bin Jahash radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Musab bin Umair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who also gained martyrdom. All three of their tombs are here near the mountain of Uhud, while the other martyrs are also resting nearby. Inshallah, there we shall present salam in the court of the beloved uncle of the Holy Rasul alayhi salam, and shall present Fatiha in the court of other martyrs too, inshallah. We will offer Fatiha inshallah and pray as well. It's a place of acceptance. And there is a cave nearby where it's said that Rasulullah went there after being wounded and took some rest for a while. When we return in the daytime, we shall try to visit that cave as well. Every bit here is a place to say Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to love his uncle very much. And his uncle also loved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam a lot. When he gained martyrdom, he wept bitterly and wept much. My dear Islamic brothers, Hazrat Hinda, who embraced Islam afterwards, upon her order, Hazrat Vahshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who also embraced Islam afterwards, Hazrat Vahshi martyred him. Hinda slit open his liver and she then chewed it. My master sallallahu alaihi wasallam grieved over it when Hazrat Vahshi embraced Islam. And when he alayhi salam would give a speech, Hazrat Vahshi used to sit in the front. Rasulullah would say, "Oh Vahshi, don't sit in front of me. It reminds me of my uncle." Afterwards, Hazrat Vahshi started sitting behind him. My dear Islamic brothers, Rasulullah loves his uncle very much. Here, the residents of Medina say, whoever visits the tomb of Amir Hamza, Amir Taiba, Asadullah Raziallah Ta'ala Anho, reaps blessing from here, and then afterwards pays a visit to the court of the Holy Rasul. Then the dua that is offered, Almighty Allah accepts that dua.
Ameen.
So this is the method. Alhamdulillah, today we will act upon it. We are now at the tomb of Amir Taiba. We shall present salam. From here we will go to Roza-e Rasul, where we receive the good news of Shafaat, and inshallah shall pray as well. We hope for the kindness of Allah that our prayers will be accepted by Him. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. We'll go from the direction of feet, present salam, recite a few compositions, and offer dua and fatiha.
خود بھی رو کر انہیں بھی رلا کر کر تو سلام
یا رسول اللہ
سلام علیکم
یا سید رسول اللہ
سلام
علیکم
یا عم رسول
سلام علیکم
یا عم رسول
سلام علیکم
By your grace, O Lord, in Makkah al-Mukarramah and Madina al-Tayyibah, O Allah, the virtuous deeds which we did and which you would have accepted according to your kindness and mercy, O Allah Kareem, we offer all these virtuous deeds in the court of your beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Please accept. Ameen. O Lord, through His noble medium we present it to the court of all prophets. Please accept. Ameen. We present it to the court of all Sahaba-e-Kiram and Ahle Bayt. Please accept. Ameen. Especially we present to the court of the martyrs of Uhud. Please accept. Ameen. We especially present it to the court of Hazrat Abdullah bin Jahash. Please accept. Ameen. We present it to Hazrat Musab bin Umair. Please accept. Ameen. And most especially to the court of Sayyid al-Shuhada, Amir al-Taiba, Asadullah, Asadu Rasulillah, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Ammi Rasul, Hazrat Amir Hamza, Sayyid al-Shuhada, we present it to his court, O Allah, please accept. Ameen. Further elevate his ranks. Ameen. Make us rich in his auspiciousness. Ameen. O Allah, through His blessings, O Lord, we present it to the court of all saints and scholars. Please accept. Ameen. By virtue of Amir-e-Taiba, we donate these virtues to all Muslim men and women. Grant all of them forgiveness. Ameen. O Allah, pardon our parents. Ameen. Kindly forgive our relatives. Ameen. Please pardon those Muslims whom there is nobody to pray for. Ameen. Bestow safety, development, Ameen, and height to Dawat Islami, Ameen. May Dawat Islami's works around the world keep progressing, Ameen. Bestow growth upon it every moment, Ameen. O Allah, give Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat a long prosperous life, Ameen. Safeguard him and his family, Ameen. Please safeguard our Nigrani Shura, Ameen. O Allah, safeguard our Muballighin, Ameen. Safeguard our Kabinat, Ameen. O Allah, bestow growth to our Kabina, Ameen. Bestow growth to the activities of Dawat Islami, Ameen. Grant a long life to the beloved son of Amir Ahl Sunnat, Ameen. O Allah, de Amir Ahl Sunnat, O Allah, and the beloved sons of Amir Ahl Sunnat had asked to convey salam, O Amir Taiba. Please accept their salam.
Ameen.
And accept ours too by their virtue.
Ameen.
O Allah, please accept all our prayers.
Ameen.
Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Alameen. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. For us is that heavenly mountain about which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Uhud loves me and I love Uhud and it will go with me in heaven. My dear Islamic brothers, please think over it. That a mountain, a stone, by loving the holy Rasul alaihi salatu wasalam, goes to Jannah. So if a lover of Rasulullah keeps his love in his heart, why wouldn't he go to Jannah? Keep increasing the love for Rasulullah in your heart. Keep reciting Durood-e Pak. Today we will tell you about the battle and the mountain of Uhud. Mountain is on the northern side of Madina Munawwara. Its length is from east to west. From Masjid-e-Nabawi Sharif, it's at a distance of 4 kilometers. The length of Uhud Mountain is 7 kilometers, while its breadth is 3 kilometers. And its total area spreads over 19 kilometers. Its peak is 300 meters above the earth, and its highest peak is 1 kilometer above sea level. At the eastern side of the same mountain, where she martyred Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the name of Sayyid al-Shuhada radiallahu ta'ala anhu. My dear Islamic brothers, about the Uhud mountain, Subhanallah, Rasulullah once, with Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq, Hazrat Umar Farooq and Hazrat Usmani Ghani came to this mountain. And this mountain, we'd rather say that, it began to swing. It swung in the joy of Rasulullah's arrival. But it got an earthquake. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hit the mountain with his foot and said, the summary of which is, O Uhud, be calm, for a prophet, a Siddiq and two martyrs are on you. And just as Rasulullah alayhi salam said it, the swinging of this huge mountain became inactive. See how Imam Ahl Sunnat, Imam Ishq Muhabbat Mujaddid Deen O Millat, Parwana Shamir Risalat beautifully describes this whole story. In one hit, the quake of Uhud subsided. In one hit, the quake of Uhud subsided. How amazingly graceful those wonderful heels are. This is the glory of Rasulullah's heels, that if he hits his heel, mountains become inactive. And then this hadith reveals about the prophecy of Rasulullah alayhi salam. Sahaba kiram were alive. Hazrat Usman Ghani and Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu were with Rasulullah. But Huzur said to the mountain, O Uhud, be calm, you have a prophet, a Siddiq, and two martyrs over you. Meaning Rasulullah knew that Hazrat Umar Farooq and Usmani Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu will achieve martyrdom. This is the glory of the prophecy of Huzur alayhi salam. Just ask Imam Ahli Sunnat about the prophecy of Rasulullah. In a state of ecstasy, he said, O Rasulullah, what other hidden matter can remain concealed from you when Allah didn't hide from you? Billions of blessings be upon you. Today we, the excellence of visiting the tomb of Sayyid al-Shuhada is that which is described in hadith, that Sayyid al-Shuhada is the one that if somebody once presents a salam at his tomb, he keeps praying for his safety till the judgment day. So the viewers of Madrin channel who are watching the tomb of Sayyid al-Shuhada from your homes, please present salam in his code and also present your request in his code. My Shaykh Tariqat Amiri Ahli Sunnat writes so beautifully that leader of martyrs Hamza and all the martyrs of Uhud pay a visit to all their tombs and convey my salam in tears. May Allah Azza wa Jal bestow upon the viewers of Madani channel too the visit of this blessed place over and over again. May Allah bestow them the visit of the Uhud Sharif and martyrs of Uhud. And we pray to Almighty Allah that He bestow upon Dawat-e-Islami and Madani channel growth and peak of development. We have an Islamic brother from England with us. Let's take his views. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brother, what's your good name?
My name is Imran Chaudhry Atari. Alhamdulillah, it's had a very good experience meeting Islamic brothers here. I watched Madani Challenge in UK as well. It's been very helpful, and meeting the Islamic brothers is a very good experience.
The place where we are standing right now, people of Medina say about it, and narrations are available in books. The Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam often used to come at the mountain of Uhud And this spot right now is the place about which it is said that Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came here and took rest here for some time. He placed his holy head here and Ohad Sharif became soft like wax in order to facilitate him. And the impression of his holy head is imprinted here. And it is said about this spot that the marks of the holy fingers of Rasulullah are imprinted, meaning he placed his holy hand, but now it is closed by putting cement or some other material. But the devotees come here to attain blessings. A gentle fragrance would emanate from here. But now this place has been closed. However, this place is very sacred. It's the heavenly mountain and the environment of Medina. And these places have been visited by Rasulullah alayhi salam. May Allah bestow upon the Madani channel viewers these scenes over and over again and the visit of the holy place. Today we, from the heavenly mountain, present the ecstatic sights for the viewers of Madani channel. Let's show you more sights of the mountain of Ohad. This is the holy place where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was seated. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, right now, the place where we are standing, there used to be a lovely masjid here, which is also called Masjid-e-Fasa or Masjid-e-Fasi. This is the place where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, during the battle of Ohad, after being wounded, offered Zuhr and Asr Salah in a sitting position. And a Quranic verse was also revealed here. Dear Islamic brothers, this is a very sacred place, as there is no masjid here anymore. So the count of a Nawafil, but the environment is certainly the same. So you also have a look at this environment as my Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has passed from this place. It is inferred from a hadith. There are also narrations that Ohad, it is one of the mountains of Jannah. When you pass through it, eat the fruits of its trees. And if you do not find any tree, then use the grass of its fields. Meaning we should take something edible from this place. Whenever we visit it, it's a heavenly mountain, a sacred mountain. Alhamdulillah, we have obtained some leaves from the tree of Ohad, which as you can see is a lovely tree. And Islamic brothers, inshallah, will reap blessings from these leaves. It is inferred from another lovely hadith. Rasulullah alayhi salam said, Ohad keeps me beloved, and I keep it beloved. And it is from the mountains of Jannah. My dear Islamic brothers, today we stand near the mountain of Jannah. Please think over the fact that a mountain apparently does not breathe. It's not human, even a stone. If it loves, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rasulullah says that it will be with him in Jannah. It's a heavenly mountain. So the lover of Rasulullah, whose heart beats from the love of Rasulullah, how could the fire of hell burn him at the mountain of Ohad? I am reminded of couplet of another written by my murshid.
Aqa ka gada hoon, hai jahannam tu bhi sun le, wo kaise jale, jo ke ghulam-e-madani ho.
May Allah, by the virtue of the environment of Ohad, save us all from torments in grave on the day of judgment and of hell. And as this mountain will go to Jannah, may Allah grant us entrance into Jannah for the sake of love for Rasulullah without questioning.
مر کے جیتے ہیں کے در پہ جاتے ہیں حسن مر کے جیتے ہیں کے در پہ جاتے ہیں حسن
شہدائے احد Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhim Ajmaheen. After visiting the tombs of the martyrs of Uhud, this Madani Qafla of Faizani Chal Madina set out towards Sabah Masjid. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. My dear Islamic brothers, right now our Madani Qafla, the Madani Qafla of Faizani Chal Madina, is visiting Sabah Masjid. To our left, there is a mountain of Salah, Jabali Salah, in which lies that cave of Sajda where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam here bowed in the cave and prayed for his ummah. And around here, there used to be seven masjids, some of which are martyred and some are still remaining. Visitors come here and they pray and offer nawafil here. On that high hill which you are seeing is Masjid-e-Fatah. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stayed, set up his camp and prayed at the same place. Victory was achieved here. This is the place where the prayer of Rasulullah alayhi salam was accepted. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was in need of something. So on Wednesday, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam set up camp on Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, and he had prayed. So on Wednesday, if Hazrat Jabir was in need of something, he would come and pray here at the time between afternoon and evening, and Almighty Allah would accept his prayer. Visitor ought to come here if they are fortunate to arrive on Wednesday at the time after Zohar Salah, or else they should pray and offer Nawafil. May Allah accept our prayer for the sake of these sacred places. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, right now we are near Sabah Masjid, and right now near us is Masjid Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and we are reaping its blessings. There are seven masajid here, some of which have been martyred. May Allah, for the sake of these sacred places, grant all of us forgiveness and make us rich in their auspiciousness.
War against backbiting will continue. Neither we backbite nor do we hear it.
Inshallah.
Peace of love.
Till bitter, till bitter.
Kufle Madina.
We will observe.
Inshallah.
Azza wa Jalla.
Mountain Salah. Alhamdulillah, right now we are climbing a mountain of Madina, Jabal-e-Salah, about which it is said that Rasulullah alayhi salam came to this place. and he spent one night and day in the state of vowing, asking pardon for his ummah. Children are saying that there are also the footmarks of the Holy Rasul, which we'll try to see. This is the place where Rasulullah alayhi salam, in grief of the ummah, bowed for full nights. According to a narration, one whole day and night, Rasulullah stayed in this cave, and in grief of the ummah, he kept bowing and asked from Allah forgiveness and pardon for his ummah. Alhamdulillah, right now, we are at the same place that is near the cave, about which it is narrated that Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam used to visit this cave, and here, in grief of the ummah, he worshipped and prayed to his Lord. So here we too, inshallah, will follow the sunnah of Rasulullah alayhi salam by praying to our benevolent Lord and reciting some couplets written by Sheikh Tariqat Amiri Ahle Sunnat. You should also join us in these prayerful couplets.
Ya Allah, meri jodi par يا ربنا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا حساب الميزان اللهم اجعلنا حجا مبرورا وسعيا مشكورا وذما مغفورا وتجارة لن تبور يا عالم ما في الصدور اخرجنا يا الله من الظلمات الى النور.
O Allah, we pray to you at this sacred place, bestow immense progress to our Dawat Islami. Kindly grant a long and prosperous life to Amiri Ahle Sunnat, all the scholars of Ahle Sunnat and our parents. Dignify the world of Islam, give failure to the enemies of Islam, and we pray to you at this place of acceptance. O my Lord, whatever good we ask of you in prayers, may the angels say Amen on our prayers. O Lord, whoever asked me to pray for him, fulfill the desire of every hopeless man.
بركاته إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما صلى الله على النبي الأمي وآله صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله.
When it's my time to return, O Allah, may I see Rozai Rasul in front of me, and I recite La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.